Maureen Dillon Teasdale for the Cube 88.9 FM, and today we have Vicky Hughes Games in the booth and Jane Deacon Wilson, and they are on the committee for the Lenoxville High School reunion, the latest one coming up 2018. So welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
So tell us about the reunion.
It's going to be the weekend of August 3rd through August 5th.
Mm-hmm.
We decided to switch from the July 1st holiday this year in the interest of the locals who love to go to Barry, love to go to Hatley, and therefore weren't able to come to the reunion the last time. We're going to open on Friday night with a meet and greet at the Bishop's University gate, the pub, where everyone can drop in and say hi and see if they recognize each other after all those years. Then on Saturday morning, we're going to have a memorial ceremony at the high school itself.
Okay.
I really would recommend that anyone who can attend that do so. The one in 2013 was so touching and so moving and so meaningful that I really think people will be sorry if they miss it. At that, we're going to be dedicating a memorial bench to go with the memorial plaque that we placed in 2013 under that lovely big maple tree on the front lawn. So it'll be lovely. As part of that as well, people will be able to tour the school and see how small everything really is that felt so big when we were there. Then in the afternoon, what we have planned is the opportunity to visit the Grace Home, St. Francis Manor, Grace
Home Museum.
That's right, the Uplands Museum,
the cemetery.
Yeah, the Malvern
Bishop's
Cemetery,
complex
Bishop
will be
Sports
open.
Complex, and also there will be golfing at the North Hatley Golf Course for people who might be interested. For that, they need to contact Lyle Sample via the reunion email address so that he can make up the timing. And then the big event is Saturday night. We've got cocktails and then a sit-down dinner in, once again, the gate at the university. As part of that evening, we'll be taking class pictures, and there's even going to be a photo booth this time around with Lenoxville High School memorabilia available for people to wear, hold, whatsoever. And I forgot to mention, we'll also have Lenoxville High School memorabilia available as part of the meet and greet as well.
Oh, nice.
Old yearbooks, jackets, sweaters, programs from graduations in 1947, all sorts of things like that. So just that people can look at and reminisce over. So there will be dancing with that as well. And then on Sunday morning, we're going to finish off with a brunch at the hut.
Nice. Lots planned. Even more than last time, I think.
Oh, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah.
I think on Saturday, we should have a little bit more. We have a little bit more planned because last year it was Barry and everybody headed to Barry. So this time we thought, well, we better have things for people to do and places to go. Now all we need is response from people. That is our main concern. We have had a lot of interested people saying they're interested, but now it's getting down to the nitty-gritty. We need people to commit, hopefully pay, so that we know for sure that they definitely are coming, because we do eventually have to give bishops numbers.
Because for the dinner, you need to have a number.
And we are having the same dinner. We're having a buffet, which everybody loved last time. So we decided why change something that, that was successful. So
It was excellent.
But it also makes this easier to plan. Like, there's going to be people available at all the venues on Saturday afternoon to guide people, give them information. So if people tell us that they're coming, we'll be able to tell them about how many people are going to be in the vicinity, and it makes it much easier to plan. Or on Friday night for the meet and greet, one of our negative comments last time was that it was very crowded, and it was. We want to arrange to have more space, but we need to know how many are coming, because we don't want to have more space if we don't need it.
Exactly, yeah.
So
we'll also be registering on Friday night for people when they come from 6 till 7. And then at 7, the bar will open. So it's just a case of hopefully getting more people through faster. We should have a lot of the name tags done. That's the other reason we want answers soon. And then also, again, Saturday morning at LHS, we will have a registration for people who don't come in on Friday night. Mm-hmm.
Okay, sounds like you really have everything covered, and then some.
I have to admit, it was easier. Not only did we, it 5 years ago that we ran this, every one of the people are on the executive have returned, with the exception of you, because you're too busy, mm-hmm. and Linda Hoy, who did all our pictures last time,
oh, yeah,
has joined
she's
the,
great. Yeah.
Joined up with us. So,
nice.
Yeah, it made it much easier. Mm-hmm. You do this, you did that.
We learn from our mistakes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And we got a little more efficient.
I don't think there were many mistakes, really. I think it turned out great, and I'm sure it will this year.
We were pleased with the one last year. Oh, yeah. I'm just hoping we'll get the people to make this as big a success this year.
I had done one in 1989 for the 20th anniversary of my graduating class. Mm-hmm. And it was the year before the graduating year, and then the year who were the first year to go to Galt. Mm-hmm. And we ended up with about 125 people. And I just remember standing in the corner of the room. We had our meet and greet at the Lion then, because there wasn't that many people, just the three classes. Mm-hmm. And I remember standing back and just looking around the room and thinking, I can't believe this is actually happening. And this really came together. And then in the 5 years ago, I kept saying to the people on the committee, you know, you'll feel it when you get there. And we were cleaning up on Saturday night, and I looked over, and Lyle Sample standing in the corner, grinning ear to ear, and just looking around to see. I said, see, I told you so.
Our heads never came up from handing out registrations this time. I think we've got it planned
a
little better.
So we can see more people. We can see more people and have a little more time to sit back and enjoy ourselves.
Good, good. So you're having a DJ too, I guess, on Saturday night?
Yeah. Finally. That was that was the last sort of finishing touches, trying to find somebody that could do our music.
Yeah, and reasonable cost.
Mm-hmm. And thanks to you, we're having music for the weekend.
Yeah, we are.
Again.
Definitely.
So that really was a huge success last year.
It was.
Our last reunion. It made a huge difference.
A lot of people mentioned it, for sure.
Oh, nice. So, so I guess you want a mixture of the popular music and the country from back then? Or?
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good. So there's a website, and there's also an email address if someone wants to get in touch with you.
The website is www.lhsreunion2018.com, and the email address lhsreunion@videotron.ca.
Okay, good. So if someone who graduated from Lenoxville High School or was in grade 9 at the time it closed, or grade 8 or 7.
Basically, where we are right now with adding on is anyone who ever attended grade 7 through 11, whether they graduated or not, at any time during the life of Lenoxville High, is invited.
Nice. Yeah. Okay, that includes a lot of people.
Yeah. Well, yes, and you know, in the 40s, 50s, and even in the 60s, there was a lot of people who went on to secretarial college or a technical school. Mm-hmm. So they were, when we started making our list, we'd think of somebody and then they wouldn't be in a graduating class. Mm-hmm. So it became very obvious that a lot of people have enjoyed their time.
Even the younger groups, the grade 7, the grade 8, said they still had an affiliation with Lenoxville High because Galt was so new and they felt lost when they first started there that they felt
the
tied to Lenoxville High. So
for some reason, Lenoxville High was just the right size, with just the right mix of country, city, local, whatever people. It was so different from any of the other schools.
That's what I've heard. I've heard that, you know, people that went to Sherbrooke High School at
not
the time,
same.
And then they came to Lenoxville, they found the people were much more welcoming and they
not
fit
the
in
same,
easier.
You know,
just a different
and
mix of people you got used to.
And the high school, and Galt, of course, was so big, and people came from such great distances. And
well, and it took years, too, for Lenoxville and Sherbrooke not to dominate Galt.
Yeah.
Having taught there, most of my, all my, from the beginning, it was a good 3 or 4 years before some of the other smaller schools started getting into Students Council and stuff like this. Lenoxville and Sherbrooke High dominated.
And it also developed that the kids only saw them each other at school.
Right.
Because they came from such a, like, Lenoxville 7 days a week, 24/7, you were meeting the same people.
Mm-hmm.
When at Galt, you saw them Monday to Friday, and then when you did things in the evening and the weekends,
they went.
That's right.
They were separate home. Way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it was a special situation. There was no question about
mm-hmm.
it.
Yeah.
And I think pretty much anybody you talk to will say it was a special situation.
I think so.
Even the people that came from Waterville,
yeah.
because in grade 10, they
yeah.
made the switch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Family felt like they fit right in
yeah.
once they got
mm-hmm.
there. And when you stop and think, you know, just 2 years
mm-hmm.
left of your high school, and you hadn't been there for
mm-hmm.
the first three, and everybody else had. But it didn't,
yeah.
they knew enough people around in the surrounding areas
mm-hmm.
that their friends were there, so yeah. it made it quite easy.
That's nice. That was nice for them,
yeah.
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 So basically, the bottom line is, if there's anybody out there who we haven't touched base with, either by email or by mail, just drop us an email to that address. We'll be happy to get as much information to you as we can. Basically, on the website, there is the schedules, there is the prices, there is the anything you'd want to know about the weekend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is, if they forget, the news, Lenoxville High News and Reunion
yeah.
mm-hmm.
website on Facebook.
We have one on Facebook too, yes.
Has
okay.
the website there and
yeah.
whatnot that they can get
yeah.
there and find
yeah.
out
mm-hmm.
where they should go.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
so that's fast and easy for them to get.
We've tried to get it out as often and as much as we can,
mm-hmm.
but people are so widespread these days.
That's
yeah.
it. Good. Well, I think you're doing a fantastic job, and I'm sure it's going to be a great success. And
well, hopefully. We need the bodies, and then we'll know it's a great success.
People just have to commit and get
right.
their checks
yeah.
in and
yeah.
Commit to going. And there's still a lot of people around here that graduated, too, which
all
is really
for,
nice.
Yeah, surprisingly
yeah.
enough, when we started making the list, it's surprising how many are still around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
mm-hmm.
Lots of fun.
Now we don't want to lose anymore. That's such
yeah.
a
sad.
It
sad
is
thing
sad.
That we
yeah.
start, you know, when we look 5 years, we said, why wait longer?
Mm-hmm.
We better move it now. There's
well,
just too many people that we've
when
lost
the youngest
between the two.
That will be coming are in their early 60s. And the oldest who came last time was in her 80s. 90s, that's
90.
Right.
90s, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's right,
yeah.
that's
Mrs.
right.
Brian.
So we ain't going to be doing this again.
You're just saying that. I'm sure you will. Another 5 years.
Oh dear.
But it's a great opportunity to see those people that maybe we've lost touch with and get in touch with them, because
that's
nowadays
right.
it's so easy.
Well, I find too, after the last reunion,
mm-hmm.
I have a whole lot of new friends on Facebook
mm-hmm.
that I weren't friends of mine in school. Some were younger than I was, and some were older, and
mm-hmm.
I said I've still stayed in touch with them.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of broadened.
Time changes
the
lot.
The Lenoxville High School communication, you know, network type thing. So
yeah, and that's
was,
nice
it's
too.
Kinda nice
it
to
is nice
see.
For people that have lost their spouse or,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
that are lonely too.
And it's so funny because you'll look at someone and you'll think, And then so much of the time, just before they're about to tell you who they are, it comes to you who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Even though when you first
mm-hmm.
looked at them,
yeah.
you weren't really quite. Although I've been asked to make the print on the name tags bigger this year.
Okay.
There was a few problems. People couldn't quite read the name tags, so that I assure you the type will be bigger.
Well, that's an idea, too. So that's really nice. Okay. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, ladies?
I think that's about it. Just
okay.
please hurry up and sign up and get your friends out, and the more the merrier.
Yeah.
That's what's going to make this whole thing successful.
It
we can plan until
us.
We're blue in the face,
mm-hmm.
but it's you people out there that are going to make this success.
Exactly. And I guess also to let people know, if they can't come to the brunch, they can still sign up for the supper and the meet and greet.
Basically,
it doesn't have to be everything.
The basic $25 ticket covers the meet and greet,
mm-hmm.
the memorial, all the visits Saturday afternoon,
mm-hmm.
and the dance Saturday night.
Okay.
That covered, everything's covered.
Mm-hmm.
The only extra charges are if you're coming to the supper on Saturday
mm-hmm.
night, you have to reserve in advance.
Mm-hmm.
By the 26th of July, and that's 40, 50 each person.
Mm-hmm.
And the brunch, you have to reserve in advance by the same date, and it's $10 a person.
Mm-hmm.
But the $25 attendance fee helps defray our costs,
mm-hmm.
which
it does.
We've
yeah.
been covering. And basically, that all goes to defraying the costs and organizing the event. The tickets for the meals are separate because we know there's some people who would rather you know, mm-hmm. make their own arrangements for those 2 days.
Okay. So. Okay, well, we thank you and look forward to the reunion.
Thank you very much for doing this for us.
Thank you for having us.